Hey, this is Daryl Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in
this day.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to pick up right where we left off yesterday. We were in Philippians chapter 2, and we were in verse 8.
Yes.
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So this is talking about Jesus Christ, that he submitted himself, he humbled himself to the will of God. There was a time prior to the crucifixion, prior to him being apprehended, where Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying, Lord, if there's another way, let this cup pass through me.
Yeah.
He did not want in his flesh to go through what he went through in the crucifixion. But it says, for joy, he saw past the cross.
Yes.
And he knew that after that moment of time, after that time of suffering on the cross, that it was going to bring liberty onto each and every one of us. We were on his mind during that time when he made the choice. Jesus made the choice to humble himself and submit unto the Father's will. He was the ransom. Jesus Christ's blood was the final atonement. There was the recompense for each and every one of our sin. And at that time, we weren't even born yet. So it was paid in full ahead of time.
Yes.
It was already paid in full. And the ransom has been paid. So we are free now from every hostage situation of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, the ransom has already been paid.
Yes. And I love, it says in verse 9, therefore God also highly exalted him and give him the name, come on somebody, and give him the name which is above every name. Somebody got to get all of this.
Yes.
And this Thursday. And give him the name above every name. That the name that he has been given, the name of Jesus, what? Every knee shall what?
Bow.
Of those where? In heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth. Oh, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
And that every tongue, whether Spanish, English, whatever, French, whatever that tongue is, Chinese, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Ooh, what's a powerful. This can preach here now.
Yeah.
This can preach. He has a name above your sickness. Whatever that sickness is, the name of Jesus is above it. He has a name above worry.
Yes.
He has given him a name above every name. Name something this morning, and Jesus is higher than that.
Yes.
Ooh, that can preach here.
Yes.
Your worry. Worry is a name, and Jesus is above it.
Above it.
He has given him a name above every name. Anything that you can name, Jesus is above it. And he also says he has authority where? In heaven, in earth, and under the earth, wherever. He has the authority. How powerful this is, Pastor Diana, when we in Jesus, we are secure. That's what it says. We come this far by faith.
He says it this
week here. We open up by saying we come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arm of Jesus. Therefore, we are secure, safe, We are safe and secure in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not safe and secure in religion. If you're in religion, man, I'm telling you, you're going to be beaten up. But if you're in Jesus Christ, you're safe and secure. Now, some people are in religion, and that's why they get mad. This thing don't work. You know why it don't work? You're in religion. That's why it don't work. You love religion. That's why it's not working. Fall in love with God. Fall in love with Jesus and it work.
And you have to open your mouth and let everything that is named know that Jesus' name is the supreme authority over that situation. Sometimes religion teaches us to be quiet. But we have to open our mouth. It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness.
And with the mouth.
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. His name is higher than every other name. A lot of times we don't even ask God for his help. And that's one of the first principles in Pastor's book, Make Life Work, to ask God for help. The word of faith is in your mouth to reverse every contrary situation. Every fiery dart that is coming against you, you have a word in your mouth to declare, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It is your heritage to condemn every plot against you with your mouth. Your heritage. Think about that. Because of who you come from. Jesus, the Lord over all. There is no distinction between Greek, between Jew. There is no distinction based on race, color, or creed. There is no distinction. The only great equalizer is the blood of Jesus Christ. We cry out for equality. We cry out for liberty. Well, that is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It's not through a political party. It's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We are all equal through Christ Jesus. We are all one. He does not favor one over the other. Those who apply his word get the results. So it's not, oh, he's favoring that person. No, those who apply the principles, those who apply the word get the results.
That's who God is. He is rich unto all. He's what? Rich unto all. Who called on him? Who seek him? That's why you know my favorite, one of my favorite, I have many favorite verses. I have many, many favorite verses in the Bible. But one of my favorite is Deuteronomy chapter 28. Check Deuteronomy chapter 28. And notice how Deuteronomy chapter 28 started. It's my favorite. When you get it in your spirit, you become unstoppable. What I says, when you get that in your spirit, and this Thursday morning, if you can get it in your spirit, you will become unstoppable. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1.
Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above.
All nations of the earth,
and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
I love that. You know, that's why we say this is what? The day. The day. The Lord has what? Made. I will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Notice what Deuteronomy chapter says. If you obey the voice of the Lord, when? Today.
And the way he says, the voice of the Lord, your God. So, you know, it's one thing to believe in God, but is he the Lord over your life? Or are you the Lord over your life?
Yeah.
So it's the Lord, your God. So if he's the Lord over your life, then you're taking directions from him. He's not taking directions from you.
Hey, notice, Darius, when Darius went to the lion den and called out to Daniel, he says, Daniel is your God.
Whom you serve continually.
Yeah.
Able to deliver you.
You see, that's the key. Your God.
Your God.
Who you serve.
Continually.
Yeah.
Continually and diligently.
Oh, man.
Was he able to? Yes.
Pastor, I love you.
Yes.
You point that out in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Your God.
Your God.
You can accept the fact that there is God.
God.
There is God. Mm-hmm. There is God. There is a God over there. Mm-hmm. But has he become
your God? So it's a good thing that you tuned into this radio program. Because in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So it's a good thing for us to continually be hearing the word of God. Because as we're continually hearing the word of God, we're increasing in our faith.
Yeah.
Our faith is being transformed from a small mustard seed into a full manifestation of power in the earth realm. So we have to continually have this word going in our ear, going in our eyes, and we're handling it, and we're doing it, and we're being transformed. Romans warns us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed
by the renewing of your mind
to prove what is that
good,
acceptable, and perfect will of God. Well, you can't prove anything until there's action. There has to be proof.
Yes.
There has to be action, something tangible.
Yes.
So when we begin to do the word of God, then we prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We prove it by doing it. When we're doing it, it's coming to pass, and we see the truth in it.
Yes.
So we're now, for the next time, we're able to go to the next level of our faith, the next dimension of the vision, because we worked it at one level, we handled it at one level, and now we're elevated to the next. You know, the Bible tells us in Colossians that through wisdom, time is redeemed.
Yes.
So in this, as we're closing out 2020, our new dawn era, we must be seeking God for wisdom. In James chapter 1, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, to ask of God, who gives without reproach. He gives liberally. He gives wisdom to those who ask.
Yes.
And it also goes on to explain in James that there's two types of wisdom. There's wisdom from above, and there's earthly wisdom. And then it goes in and tells the results of operating in both types of wisdom. We clearly want the results of wisdom from above. Earthly wisdom, you don't want those results. You want the fruit of wisdom from above. And it's available to each and every one of us. So through wisdom, time is then revealed. Hmm. Things that may have took you 10 years, things that may have took you 8 hours, now you're able to do in a shorter period of time. I know there's lots of things used to take me a long time. It used to take 8 hours, 10 hours. And I could do those same things now in 2 hours, in 1 hour, in 45 minutes. So through wisdom, time is redeemed. Time comes back to you.
Yeah.
But our number one problem is we don't stick with something long enough to become wise and efficient and excellent in that area. We're scattered, jumping around, trying to do this, that, and the other. And we never perfect that one thing that God has sent us in the earth to do. So through wisdom, we redeem time. Through wisdom, we redeem time. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA Cocoa Beach, Vieira. FM 102.3.
Is it true?
You are listening to the Morning Breath podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.